People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
Looking wonderful today, my friend.
I usually do.
I can't even throw a compliment out of here.
Yes, you know better than that. God. I'll throw a zinger every time.
You baby. Eat them right up.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited today.
God, I love that.
We say this pretty much every week, how we get excited because we're allowed to come in and do a show and have fun. But we are bringing along today one of our oldest, dearest friends of the show.
He's family.
When
He's
I say family. Oldest, I mean he goes back with us to the beginning.
Yeah, not old, just oldest.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not like Larry.
I'm sorry, Merle. He does this. You know he does.
Merle, let me just say. Merle from the Sankra Eye Foundation is with us, and you've been with us probably more than any single guest on this show.
My privilege.
You are
our honor.
Honorary guest at least a couple times a year, at least.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's so good to have you, man.
I really, good morning,
his name's
Greg and Larry.
I forget it too.
Larry, it's actually, I always look forward to coming to Bali, meet with you, Brad and Larry, because I feel at home here also. I really feel at home.
It is home.
Yeah.
It's and we're in a new building now. This is the first time we've recorded with you in the new building.
Yes.
But it's where home is wherever we are. So we're all at home together.
Yes.
Every time we see you, there's so many, you have a lot going on. Matter of fact, we are amazed when you started to rattle off all the different things you have over the remainder, 2 months of the year.
Yes, yes.
It gets busy for you at the end of the year.
Very busy, very busy.
Update us, what's happening?
Yeah, basically on November 11th, we have two light music shows by a local group called High Octaves in Dallas. One will be a Tamil show in the afternoon, 3:00. In the evening, it's going to be a Hindi show at 7 o'clock. So two doctors, Dr. Indu and Dr. Raghu, they are spearheading this event in Dallas. Amazing volunteers, and we are very lucky to have them with us. On November 19th, which is also my 30th marriage anniversary.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, congratulations.
30 years.
Congratulations.
Bless you.
We have a nice banquet in Los Angeles. This owner of the place, Dr. Puneet Chandak, and his wife Sonia Batra, are donating this entire place and the food for that day.
Oh, wow!
So no cost to Shankara.
Wow!
Yes,
that's a lot of food.
A lot of food. Yes. So and then on December 2nd, we have two banquets: one in Austin, one in New Jersey. On December 7th, we are opening our 9th hospital. The Jaipur Hospital in Rajasthan.
Beautiful hospital.
Very excited. So we are going to that also. And on December 17th, our board member, they just told me that we are having a Bollywood event here at the San Jose Civic Center.
We're going to have our own concert.
Our own concert by the Bollywood singers Kumar Sanu and Sadhana Sargam.
Wow.
So we need to.
Couple of big artists.
Yeah, there's no break this year, Greg.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you're. So when do you plan on sleeping? Or are you planning on sleeping is the question.
Touching the ground.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do all this? Are you going to all these events?
Probably except December 2nd because I may be in India by that time.
Okay.
I may be visiting Mumbai and then Delhi. What we're doing is, as I told you earlier, we are looking at other service providers in India to expand coverage in the northern part of the country. We met 8 providers already. This year I went to India twice, 2 in Bihar, several in Orissa, 1 in Chhattisgarh, 1 in Gujarat. All these are poor states. So out of that, we identified 4 of them doing a very good job. So we invited them to Delhi before on the 5th of December, before we head out to Jaipur, Rajasthan. So we're going to meet with them and find out their needs. So it'll allow our board members to interact with them.
Yeah.
And if they are good, we will start supporting them. iCare in Orissa, iCare in Bihar, and Chhattisgarh also.
How are your fundraising goals going right now?
It's a bit challenging because we don't have a matching fund again this year.
Okay, because I remember we had talked about something like that last time we had.
Yeah, even until 2 years ago, we had this matching fund coming. Right. This anonymous
donor.
So we
still haven't gotten one after that?
No. Okay. One donor gave about $51,000 this year.
Yeah.
When I complained in New York at the banquet last year, I was just cribbing that, folks, this year we don't have a matching challenge. This donor came to me, said, I'm willing to match up to $51,000 in only surgeries. No hospital construction, you do only surgeries. Oh. So I will match it. So we did a campaign on our website. $51,000 this donor is giving. You have 2 months' time. We met it.
Wow, you did.
Yeah. I was thinking, how about laying more guilt trips on the people? that might work?
Yes, yes. Actually, if anybody, there is so much wealth in the Bay Area, Larry.
There is a tremendous amount of wealth
here. And then we are one of the most credible organizations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Such a transparent and honest, with integrity, with a clean purpose, mm-hmm. without any agenda. People should just donate to us without closing their eyes.
Yeah.
They should close their eyes. And
you would think so, huh? Yeah.
Let's say, though, let's not be presumptuous. Let's let's explain to everyone who might not know. I have a hard time believing there's anyone who doesn't know who Murali is or who the Sankara Eye Foundation is.
That's a good point.
Let's tell everybody
that you bring this up, though.
What exactly we do and what's the mission of SEF?
Greg, we have an ambitious mission. I say there are three takeaways from Sankara. Maybe this is the right time to... the first is audacious, big, bold vision of eradicating curable blindness by 2020. Vision 2020 by 2020. We are far from that. But by just keeping this big vision, we have become the largest free eye care provider in the whole world.
In the world, people.
Yeah, yeah.
World.
And that
world.
Is no small thing.
Yeah, eight hospitals running, 150,000 free eye surgeries every year. And the ninth one, and totally we have completed 1.6 million free eye surgeries.
Wow, that's amazing.
Ninth one is starting in Jaipur this year. 10th, 11th, and 12th, the construction will start next year. Mumbai, I'll talk about Mumbai later. Mm-hmm. Mumbai, Indore, and Hyderabad.
Okay.
So by the year 2020, Larry and Greg, we'll have 12 hospitals running. With a capacity, full capacity to perform 300,000 free eye surgeries every year.
Wow.
But we are not stopping there. As Bush or somebody said, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
They have a long way to go.
So why not? How many a year? 300,000?
Every year, 300,000 surgeries.
So think about that. Yeah. So that's like, basically you're doing almost like 1,000 a day. Almost.
Exactly.
Around that neighborhood.
Yes. Yes.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah, even I cannot believe it.
How? It's like, you told me they go one after the other. It's like, 20-minute surgery, and then they go to the next?
Three, four minutes, one surgery.
I wonder how they rest, because it's still crucial that you're doing a job that's impeccable, right? You can't make mistakes.
Yeah, quality is very important.
So you can't just, it's like if you're, on an assembly line and, you could just throw things together.
Yeah.
And if you make a mistake, okay, maybe you just return the product.
Yes.
But in this case, it's somebody's vision.
Yes.
You can't make mistakes.
And they cannot make mistakes.
So
it's
more impressive that they're doing them so quickly in the turnover.
In one mistake, I don't want to be that person. No.
I wouldn't. I'd rather say, you know what, if you're going to make a mistake, I'll go somewhere else. But let's talk about that, because you've been, every year you talk about the different hospitals that are being built and constructed.
Yes.
And how long would you say each hospital takes to be built? So let's say the funds have been raised.
Okay.
What happens then?
18 months.
From let's day say, the shovel
yeah,
goes in the
yeah,
ground?
Yeah. For example, let's say we have a policy of raising at least 70% of the funds before they start construction. That way, there is no delay for shortage of funds.
Mm-hmm.
So enough funds to start the construction and then complete it. So let's say we start the construction January 1st of Bombay and Indore.
Mm-hmm.
So it will finish in 18 months. In that same 18 months, we would have recruited socially backward, economically backward, about 30, 40 ladies who will be trained at our Bangalore or Coimbatore hospital in Sankara culture.
Okay.
The affectionate, loving care, eye donations, taking care of the patients very affectionately. So it's like they get immersed in Sankara culture.
I see.
Like Intel inside. So you need to become Sankara inside. Then when the hospital is ready, these ladies are from poor families, high school graduates. they get a stipend during the time they stay in the, our hospital. They get food, they get a place to stay, and they get a diploma. And then by the time hospital is ready, Greg, they go and take over as paramedical staff at the new hospital.
Right. Wow.
So all the staff is also trained in our culture.
Wow, so they do.
Yeah.
But do they all do other things as well? Like, yes. So the doctors and the staff at these hospitals,
yes.
Are they only committed to those hospitals, or do they do other work as well?
Some of the very good questions. Some of the experts, like Dr. J.K. Reddy, who's a specialist in corneal transplant, and he's also going to file a patent in keratoplasty. It's kind of artificial corneal transplant.
Did we meet him? Did I meet him?
Probably.
He came to the station,
yes,
I remember,
yes,
a couple years ago. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I consider him genius.
He's a genius,
genius. So he is highly sought after.
Right.
So he visits hospitals periodically. Corneal transplant is not an easy one. He does it LASIK surgery. And he told me, I did not realize, I go to the doctors here every year. They did not realize, but he told me, Murali, you have a problem called guttata in my eyes. Guttata means the, I don't know what you call it, endothemic cells or whatever in the cornea. I only have 10% of what normal people have.
Really?
This year when I was examining my eyes in Bangalore, these nurses were looking at me. They were really talking among themselves in my mother tongue. How is Murali sir able to see? His cornea is so bad. Maybe God is helping him.
What? Yeah. Right. So how are they able to fix it?
No, they had to do a corneal transplant on me.
Oh, you don't want to do that. I see just fine.
Why? Is it one or both eyes? Is it one?
Both eyes. They had to do both eyes.
Really?
But unfortunately, we don't give both eyes to the same person because eye donations are still not in plenty numbers.
Yeah.
Not in big numbers. People are still hesitant to donate their body parts after death. We are doing a big promotion.
Which blows my mind, by the way.
It's happening. You would think, why not?
Wouldn't you want to do something like that for someone else? You're no longer here to use them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never easy to make light of death, right? But in case like this, I'd rather know that when I go, if I have workable parts that somebody can use. I would be more... I'm an organ donor.
Here, that's a good thing because in our driver's license, I also have the red dog.
Me too.
So that's so natural here. India, we are training people.
Yeah.
So the relatives don't want to see their father after death remove the eyes and all that.
I get it.
They are kind of hesitant, but we are educating them. Your father will live even after his death.
Yeah, he'll be seeing just fine.
Yeah.
Better than we do.
Yeah, exactly. Clear as you could possibly see.
So we are training, and that's why I will... Doctor said in 1 year, you may need a cataract surgery also. So right now, cataract surgery cannot be done because it will be intrusive. It will affect my cornea also.
Yeah.
So he said he will do both at the same time.
Wow.
I'm a little bit worried.
I was going to say, maybe you just ignore it for a little while. For somebody whose whole life revolves around giving the gift of vision, which is exactly their website is giftofvision.org. That is not only ironic, but it's also a bit... perplexing to me how you just happen to be somebody who, like they said, they're like, how is he even seeing?
That way you call it eat your own dog food.
Yeah.
So I myself will go through what happens at our hospital.
Wow.
I need to have the guts to, if I believe in our hospitals, I shouldn't have any concerns about going through this at our hospital.
I can't believe that. That's actually remarkable. So but we have a lot of time left. Considerable time. I want to do, we always ask when Murali comes in, I just think it lifts us up to kind of hear you do a little song.
Sure.
And because of the fact that it's about the midway point, I feel it'd be a nice time to do a little, your vocals are beautiful. Everybody always talks about it.
Okay.
So let's do a little song, if you will. What are you going to do today?
This is, again, the beautiful, this music director, I really love this music director.
Mm-hmm.
He did not become very famous, but his music is always unique. He blends classical with nice orchestra and all that.
Okay.
Amazing. He passed away a long time ago. This is one of his songs. And then it's about basically this hero describing the eyes of the heroine. What else is more beautiful than your eyes?
Okay. And who is, what's the song called?
Teri Aankhon.
You've done this before.
You've done this, yeah.
I love this song.
I don't have any new songs, Greg.
No, it's okay. This is a classic. I like to call it a classic. Go ahead. This is Murali.
I'll sing one stanza.
Please. Yeah.
तेरी आँखों के सिवा दुनिया में रखा क्या है तेरी आँखों के सिवा दुनिया में रखा क्या है, ये उठे सुबह चले, ये झुके शाम ढले, मेरा जीना मेरा मरना इन्हीं पलकों के तले, तेरी आँखों के सिवा दुनिया में रखा क्या है.
Isn't it nice?
So beautiful. I almost want you to stop. Yeah, want to go one more?
One more, yeah.
One more.
इनमें मेरे आने वाले जमाने की तस्वीर है, चाहत के काजल से लिखी हुई मेरी तकदीर है. ओ इनमें मेरे आने वाले जमाने की तस्वीर है, ये उठे सुबह चले, ये झुके शाम ढले, मेरा जीना मेरा मरना इन्हीं पलकों के तले, तेरी आँखों के सिवा दुनिया में रखा क्या है.
Wow. So listen, we get excited whenever you perform for us, because not only is it a nice little break from the show, but it's always a message that's right in line with Sankara Eye Foundation, right? It's singing about the eyes.
Nice.
And the eyes to the window to the soul.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Thank you for doing that for us.
My pleasure. What an opportunity, Greg.
Yeah, you get to sing
tradition. You know that. It's tradition. We said that before.
It is. I've come to not only expect it, but it becomes the highlight of the interview.
Yeah.
So let's take the next step here. We this weekend was the banquet, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm sure it was a huge success.
Yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful.
It was already pacing itself to be wonderful.
Yes.
It's a busy rest of the year.
Yes.
Let's talk about last year when you were here, we spoke about the hospitals. Hyderabad was one. Right, Indore was one.
Yes.
And now you were talking about Mumbai, right?
Mumbai.
That the latest?
Latest. See, we are very lucky. We have this person by name Rakesh Jhunjhunwala.
Yes.
He's like the Warren Buffet of India.
Okay.
Huge.
So like Larry of South Bay Area. Yeah.
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 Very rich person. He has set aside about 5,000 crores, which he wants to give it to non-profits. That means around $1 billion, I would say.
Wow. Okay.
And somehow we got connected to him through our board member in Mumbai, Sundar, and Dr. Ramani met him. Now he is floored by our charity. He told Dr. Ramani, in the next three years, I will start giving you $3 to $3.5 million every year. Not now.
Million.
Yeah, $3.5 million. And wow. Now he's donated an entire building in Mumbai, in a place called Panvel, which is called the Navi Mumbai, which is where the new airport is going to come up. And he's also supporting 50% of the conversion cost to convert it to an eye hospital, which is out of 6 million, because it's Mumbai's expensive hospital, 6 million. He's going to give 3 million. And he's going to support the hospital for its annual recurring services, 50% of it, until the hospital becomes self-sufficient.
Wow. Well, because, that's a man who's doing good things with his money.
Yeah. Because of so much giving, normally we don't compromise on our name. So first time, our India and we all agreed that we'll call the hospital Jhunjhunwala Sankara Eye Hospital.
It's worth it.
It's like Gates Sankara Eye Hospital.
You basically got a person who's willing to pretty much handle half of the cost.
More than half,
that's a half the battle.
Yes, yes.
Really. And will you think you'll be further along in that process because of it, that it'll come along quicker?
Very fast, because Bombay is a very popular city. It's more cosmopolitan. So all Indians can associate with Bombay. It's the financial capital of India, like New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only people from Maharashtra who speak Marathi. Everybody will pitch into the Bombay hospital.
I see.
We already started the Focus Mumbai project. So anybody donates $1,000, they become a founding donor. I actually like Greg. I think we are spreading the happiness by more and more people contributing small amounts.
I always say that. And people who can't afford it.
Exactly.
It's still, that's more important because ones who can't afford it, they give 20 or 100.
It's a sacrifice.
It is.
It is.
Because it's a sacrifice. You know, that could have gone to something else.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention as well, when people who are donating, I was glad you mentioned the lesser amounts. Where can they go donate right now? Because even you said it, $20, $30, $50, $100 donations, they add up. And our listeners were really asking to just give something. Everybody gives a little something, and we solve a lot of these issues.
Yes.
So where do they give?
They go to, as you said, giftofvision.org, www.giftofvision.org. Under donate, they can either donate for an eye surgery, which only costs $30, or if they want to have their parents' name or anything on the hospital wall of founders, either Mumbai or Indore or Hyderabad, they can donate $1,000. And you can select the project Mumbai or Indore or Hyderabad. We'll send you a receipt. And then next year when the hospital, the construction hopefully will begin beginning of next year. Uh-huh. End of next year, we will put your name on the hospital wall of founders. If your company matches, it's only $500. And
it's good, 500 and 500.
And also I heard that Google, through one of our volunteers, is going to give a $400 grant to each and every employee this holiday season.
That's nice.
So in that case, Greg,
that's big.
This employee who wants to donate to Shankara can take that $400 and put another $300 from her pocket. And $300 is also matched by Google. So for $300, you leverage $1,000. You become a founding donor of any of the hospitals. And on top of that, Greg, we'll give them two nice tickets to our next Bollywood event in San Jose at the Civic Center on December 17th. This is by the popular Kumar Sanu and Sadhana. Many of our people my age grew up with this singer.
Yes, very popular singer. This is a classic artist.
Classic artist. So they can come to that event. So out, if you're working for Google, you only spend $300, which becomes $1,000.
Yeah.
You get a name on the hospital wall of founders, and you get two tickets for this event. And if you're in the 30% tax bracket, your out of pocket is only $200.
More clutch than
your buck,
you know.
That's right.
Greg, you just brought up the fact that donating smaller amounts. This is a problem.
Yes.
We know this is a problem because when Greg and I talk about on past shows, we talk about people helping. You know, whatever when we work with nonprofits, we always say, just give whatever you can or help in whatever way you can, even though it's small. Can you let the audience know just how important it is just helping out a little bit? Because I think it's just human nature to feel like we're just not doing anything if we just give a little bit.
Okay, I'll just give you an example. I read the story this morning. Mm-hmm. I hope I can recant it nicely. One young boy went to a kind of a restaurant somewhere in London or somewhere. He asked for some very fancy ice cream. That lady said it's going to cost 50 cents somewhere. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he took some small change from his hands. He was counting. And he said, no, is that anything cheaper? Like a flat ice cream. That lady was getting frustrated because a lot of people are waiting for her service. And this poor guy is counting change and she was not motivated. So he took a very simple ice cream for 35 cents and then he left.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the lady came back to the table, she was in tears because there were three 5 cents, 15 cents he left for the lady.
That's it.
For the instead of taking an ice cream for 50 cents, which that's all he had, he took an ice cream for 35 cents and left 15 cents for the server.
Yeah, that's a good lesson.
Yeah,
so small amounts really matter. It's just the idea of giving, no?
Yeah,
idea of
exactly. Giving. It's too sad, though, when you think about it, because there's so many good-hearted people out there that want to give but just feel like they're not going to make an impact.
No, it matters. It matters.
$30 is a surgery.
$30, open an eye?
Yeah.
$30 donation, which is like a one trip to Starbucks. Right?
$30. I can't imagine that.
Is going to get some child or some lucky person the gift of vision.
Yes, yes.
And that is unbelievable. And that's not that much money. We can all those of us who struggle.
Even a student can give $30.
Just cut out maybe a couple of meals during the week.
And, Starbucks for a week.
Yes, Starbucks for a week, you save $100.
Sure. And you give life to this person.
Yeah.
You give life to this person who has been blind. And the beauty is, Sankara will send you a certificate in about 2 months. First, you will get a receipt from us. Then in 2 months, you will get a certificate with the picture of the patient, age of the patient.
I love that.
When the surgery was done, left eye or right eye. Many people convert to open an eye a month after getting their first certificate.
Really?
Open an eye a month is a very popular donation at Sankara.
I have to tell you, I love that you follow it up with the picture.
Yes, yes.
So you could see who you've affected, or who you've helped.
That's cool. Yes.
Because I remember when I was a kid, my parents did one of those things where they, you know, you adopt a kid and you feed them, and each, you know, you send them a certain amount of money, and they would send pictures of the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, it was almost like my brother who lived in Africa, you know, this little kid lived in another part of the world, and we're supporting him. I used to send them clothes. You know, and over the years you lose touch and such, but I remember how impactful it was seeing the kid. Because now you're putting a face to the $10 that you send or $20 a
which
month.
Which is huge.
Vitamins and growth and all that.
Because people always doubt charities. Mm-hmm. Many charities have huge overheads. And in India, people have even more doubt about charities. They always ask me, Murali, I can trust you here, but what about India? Lot of fraud goes on. I said, many of us, not only me, many of us have given our lives to this cause.
Yes.
We will not do it unless we have faith in the work India does. I am also trustee of the Board of Trustees of India, Sankara India. So I know what's happening. The doctors who are the founders, they do it free of cost. They don't charge. They gave up their profession. And you go talk to any staff at our hospital, Greg, Murali sir, we are not about one or two hospitals. We are about a movement. That's the way it is.
That's great.
It is a movement. Yeah, it is.
True. So I also think you say the movement, but it's also pretty great that you forget how many hospitals already are operating and functioning daily and how they're helping people constantly.
Yes.
So really all the work, you kind of stop talking about those hospitals.
Yes.
How many are there now?
8 hospitals running. By December, we'll have 9 hospitals.
So 8 hospitals are functional, and they're saving lives, they're saving vision, and it's continual growth.
Yes,
which is
and another. I was talking about the 3 takeaways from Sankara.
Sure.
So through the process, I'll mention all 3 of them. First is big, bold, audacious vision.
Yes.
Because of that, we have become the largest free eye care provider. Now I feel we have to be more humble. As you climb up the ladder, you have to become more and more humble. Otherwise, people will abandon you.
Yeah.
Once you become egoistic and all that.
That's true.
So I tell our volunteers, there's a great opportunity given to us by God. So you better be humble. God will take care of them whether you are there or not.
Yeah, that
is your opportunity. It's your opportunity to improve yourselves. So the second part is, our board members here came up with the model 80-20 self-sufficiency idea.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they told our Indian doctors, you have high super specialty hospitals anyway. Why don't you also cater to the paying patients? Like Murali, his mom, Bina Patil, we all avail of our own hospitals. We pay for that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In Bangalore, all the IT professionals, they use our facility for eye checkup, glasses and all that. So 3 hospitals have become self-sufficient.
That's 80-20,
so Coimbatore, Bangalore and Guntur. And the whole system, Craig and Larry, is 90% self-sufficient.
Wow.
Because they also want to be free of us.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want to be dependent on Murali.
Once they got it going, they're like, leave us alone. Like any other business, right? You don't want the big bosses.
Like planting a hospital.
Yeah. But because when I give money, I have some clout. They don't want that.
Yeah, of course. Once you've served your purpose, move on and start building more hospitals. We're down to a couple minutes left. I wanted to, before we leave, obviously, I want to allow Larry to kind of share a few words. But I definitely want to thank Murali for being here. The Sankara Eye Foundation has been such a big part of who we are, our identity, and who represents our community and our the listeners of the radio station. So I really want to thank you for not only being such a good-hearted person, but all the people that work with you, as you say, behind the scenes.
Amazing group.
They deserve a lot of credit.
Yes.
Anju, everyone.
Yes.
But Larry, go ahead. I'll leave you.
You always brighten our day when you walk into the studio. It's just like a ray of light, and you know that.
My wife doesn't say that.
Well, we're not your wife.
Just joking.
But I mean, it's unbelievable to always have you in.
My pleasure.
I wish it could be more often. But we've seen a lot of progress, you know, since our first interview.
Thanks to all your support. You're also supporting by giving me this opportunity.
Yeah. We pray a lot for you guys, and I just want to reiterate the fact that, like I said earlier, give what you can. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot. Just give what you can. Every little bit counts.
Yes.
It all adds up in the end, and you're giving toward one of the most worthy causes we've ever supported here.
Sure.
And we just want you to know, hear us, we love you, and you're part of our family. You really are.
Thank you for coming back in. I'm touched by this, Larry.
Any words you'd like to leave our listeners with, Murali?
The third point, I said, no, three takeaways. Big vision, 80-20. The third is Charity Navigator, top 4-star rating every year for commitment to accountability, transparency, governance, and keeping the overheads low. So you can close your eyes and donate. We'll open more eyes.
I love it.
Very good. What a way to end the show. Thank you. And if everyone who's listening wants to get involved, I always encourage you, just go to giftofvision.org. Giftofvision.org. Find out how you can be a part of it.
Thanks,
it's special. Thanks for being with us on Bali 92.3 FM.